Well, tomorrow, you know, all over the world, people, as I say, will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day in a whole plethora of different ways. But all across the globe, dotted in literally every country around the world, there are little radio stations. Some of them are on medium wave, some of them are on FM, some of them are just on the internet. But all of these Irish radio stations keep the tradition of Irishness alive in their local Irish community, wherever they are in the world. And just as an example, I am delighted to have with me on the programme this morning, Kathleen O'Neill. Now, Kathleen lives in Detroit in Michigan, and she is part of Detroit Irish Radio. She's her own show there every Sunday. She's a great ambassador for the Irish community in Detroit, very involved in anything that moves, that's green, and that has shamrock on it. She's actually in Ireland this week to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and she joins me now on the phone from, I don't know where, Kathleen, but somewhere in beautiful Ireland.
Yes, thank you. It is a pleasure, Tommy, to be on Midwest Radio. We have a lot of Detroit listeners that I think are mutual, but I am in up in Killiney area, Dalkey area. So we're a little south of the city of Dublin, but enjoying the view here and certainly getting into the city every day and other places.
Yeah,
the transportation is great.
Yeah, I know you were in Belfast the other day to go to see the amazing the Titanic center up there. So you're getting around. Do you normally come to Ireland every year?
I used to come every couple of years, but haven't been here for a while. Of course, the pandemic slowed a lot of us down, but I'm happy to be back. I was here in Dublin, I think it was about 36 years ago for St. Patrick's Day. So I had my first taste of a parade in the city, but happy to be able to be here now and looking forward to what's happening tomorrow. You mentioned that I do Detroit Irish Radio. Yes, it's a local show for 25, 26 years. We were on AM radio, and last year we made the big move to go online. So we are now at crbradio.com, where we're increasing our listening audience from around the world, which is fun. And tomorrow, this station is allowing us 16 hours of Irish music. So from 8 a.m. till midnight on St. Patrick's Day, you'll hear from the various, there's actually four Irish programs that air on this system over 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Okay, so that is crbradio.com. If you want to listen in, more than welcome. I know you're doing a four-hour slot. Yeah. That's a pre-record, but you can't bi-locate just yet, Kathy, no matter how good you are. Come here to me. I want to ask you about, you know, a lot of people are saying about the demise of Irish community life in far-flung places, that, you know, first-generation Irish kept the traditions of Ireland alive, and even the second generation, but that maybe nowadays it's hard to keep Irish community life alive and well. Do you find that? Do you find that the younger generation don't have the same passion for keeping our Irishness abroad as you have?
Well, a little bit, but we're fortunate in the Detroit area. We're not a real big Irish community like Boston or Chicago or New York, but we do have a lot of that have immigrated to Detroit, or first generation or second generation members still. So that maybe that's why we are so strong. We have a huge parade. It actually is always the Sunday before St. Patrick's Day. So you get in two good days of great music and gatherings. And there's, I think, 35 different organizations that participate, Irish organizations, in this parade. So we are pretty strong. We have a lot of talent that comes out of Michigan. You know, they always call it the Motown sound, but Detroit has a lot of Irish sound that you may be familiar with. Kathy Ryan here, living in County Louth, came from Detroit. And another young man, Sean Gavin, is with Tita right now, and he has played all over the world as Ilian Piper, mm-hmm. and also with Plautus. So there is still a strong, yes, there's a little bit of not as many activities or events that young people get involved in, but the Gaelic League Irish American Club and the Ancient North Hibernians have two good venues that bring in international entertainment. Last week, the Druids were here. We often have Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones. Aoife Scott has appeared at the Gaelic Lake. So we're getting...
You're getting there.
A good dose of good Irish music.
And,
yes.
And your own passion for Irishness is undeniable. I know that you co-authored a book called A Glimpse of Irish Detroit, along with a guy called Michael Kerwin.
Right. Mike unfortunately just died a year ago at the age of 97, 98. But Detroit, our Gaelic League Irish American Club of Detroit, celebrated its 100th anniversary in 2020. And so prior to that, back when it was celebrating its 80th anniversary, Mike and I, and it was Detroit's 300th anniversary, decided we needed to archive the Irish story of Detroit in our main library. And so we asked for donations of, you know, brochures or flyers, whatever articles that people had. And they start coming in and it was like, oh my goodness, we can't just bury this in some library. We need to put it in a book so people are aware of some of the things that the founding members had done to start up the Gaelic League and also to continue throughout the years. I mean, one of the interesting ones, everyone knows Michael Flatley from Riverdance, but probably no one knows that his grandmother taught Irish step dancing at the Gaelic League of Detroit before they moved down to Chicago. So there's that kind of history and of members that came to Detroit because there was the automobile industry and place to work. And the things that were done and what they have contributed to keep our cultural life in the area. Yeah.
Did I hear or read somewhere where somebody's saying in the office yesterday, is your husband, Dan, has he got Mayo connections?
Yes. His grandmother's from Murray's from Newport. So okay. That would be going... And his grandfather was from Dublin.
Right.
Now, I have, my grandmother was from Scariff in County Clare. And my grandfather was from Manaw outside of Longford Town.
Okay, so your roots are well spread. So were you born in America?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, born in Detroit.
Detroit. Okay, but yes. Proud, and growing up at home, it was always about Ireland, wasn't it?
Oh, it was always Irish. Yeah. Yes. The music was always Irish. Everything that we did was, you know, all my aunts and uncles were Irish. You know, it just seemed like everybody was Irish until I grew up and realized that doesn't happen everywhere.
Right. Okay. Are you going to the Dublin Parade tomorrow, Kathleen?
We are.
Yes.
We are.
But there's a big parade happening in Acclare in County Sligo, which is actually my own home parish. And I understand that a good friend of yours is going to be the Grand Marshal at the Acclare Parade tomorrow, the one and only Alfie Deehan.
I was going to say, I am so happy and so proud to be his friend. Alfie is a great fella. He is one of the ones that contributes regularly to Detroit Irish Radio. And as I mentioned, the marathon tomorrow that we're doing from our show, the Detroit Irish Radio section, is from 8 a.m. to noon Detroit time. So it would be noon to 4 here. We have three Sligo fellas that you can hear from on the program. Regularly, Pádraig Keegan calls in with the GAA news and bits and pieces of what's happening in Ireland, and also sends along a music of some sort of song. And he does that on weekly when the GAA is going strong, or every other week, just to keep us in touch with what's going on. Father Brendan McCarrick was from Tubbercurry area. He is the Irish Palatine father in our area, and he calls in and gives us blessing during the pandemic when we had to learn to record shows because no one could go into the studio. Father Brendan was what kept that program going and keeping us encouraged. And then we have our friend Alfie Dean. Alfie has been calling into the radio show about every 6 weeks for probably 18 years now. It happened that he met who is now our current president, Kathleen Finley, at a Cayley in Mayo, and got talking. And apparently Alfie was contributing to a show out in Butte, Montana. And she said, what about our Detroit Irish Radio? And ever since, I've had the pleasure to meet Alfie a few times. And this past week, he met us and took us to Leinster House. So I met the likes of the Minister of Trade and Promotions, Dara Cullery.
Cullery,
and
yes.
He has a little clip that he says on our radio show for tomorrow. And also the tour guide was David. He says, so I've had fun.
You are.
I did some recordings with people in Detroit before I left. And I've had the pleasure of meeting people here in Ireland. And they're all in this special four-hour program tomorrow. So hopefully people can have a listen, maybe because of all the parades and activities that are happening, not tomorrow, but it will be posted on the crbradio.com and hopefully on YouTube. We try to put our programs up on YouTube as well.
That's important for social media. Anyway, yes. The only thing about Alfie is he doesn't talk very much.
Oh my goodness, he has so many stories. Alfie has so many interesting stories. And when he calls into the program, he generally makes a connection between America and Ireland.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
You know, just beautiful. Yes.
And very fond of his Loch Talt roots. And although he lives in Athenry nowadays, but he is great. So Alfie is the Grand Marshal of the Acclare Parade tomorrow, which, just to remind you, is at 4:30 in Acclare. Look, it's lovely to talk to you, Kathleen. Thank you very much for joining us today. And when do you head back to Detroit?
Unfortunately, we're leaving very early on Saturday morning. We arrived on March 4th, which was my birthday, and we're returning on the 18th. So we've been here for close to 2 weeks.
Okay.
I do hope before I leave your program today, Tommy, if you ever make it to America, you make it to Detroit. But in the meantime, you're more than welcome to call into Detroit Irish Radio.
Well, thank you very much.
We'd love to have you on the program.
Now, before you go, and I know this is a needle in a haystack, but one listener was wondering, would Kathleen know of a William Joseph Barron, a police officer in Detroit after he left Waterford, but originally from Dungarvan? Now, that's a long shot. Did you ever hear of a William?
That is very long.
Joseph Barron.
That is a very long. No, I know Robert Barron, who is a police officer. Maybe
okay,
his
connection
son.
Could be a connection.
And the son is a police officer. So
okay,
be.
You never know. You never know. Okay, Kathleen, Slán na bhaile. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, and a very happy St. Patrick's Day to all your listeners and to all the Detroit listeners that are tuned in today as well.
God bless. Take care of yourself. What a lovely lady. That's Kathleen O'Neill, a host on Detroit Irish Radio. So tomorrow from 12 noon to 4 Irish time, if you want, you can log on to crbradio.com and you'll hear Kathleen in action as part of a marathon event which crbradio.com are doing for St. Patrick's Day. What a lovely lady. This is Midwest. Good morning. It's